Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? And the truth is, iPhones suck. They suck. How about them iPhones now, ladies and gentlemen? Y'all always was trying to make it like those iPhones were way better than Androids. And look at y'all now. Ricky Smiley posted on Instagram, AT&T stands for ain't texting and talking today. To nobody today. He got jokes. Yeah, motherfuckers. Y'all with them iPhones, huh? Y'all kept on trying to make it seem like them damn iPhones are better than Androids with visions and pictures and shit and videos. Oh, I got an iPhone. Y'all motherfuckers thought y'all was millionaires when y'all got an iPhones, boy. Shit, I got an iPhone. Y'all always love to diss the damn users that rock with the Androids. And look what's working. The Androids, not them damn iPhones. Oh, it's with AT&T. You know what? And I thought about getting an iPhone, too. I seriously thought about buying me an iPhone. I ain't never had one of the motherfuckers, you know. I could have been had one a long time ago, but I've been rocking with the Androids for the longest. And, you know, back in the day, I know somebody who has an iPhone, who had an iPhone. And I remember there was this guy, this young guy, and his mother was telling me that his phone locked up on him. I'm like, what? Locked up? Oh, hell no. Now, just picture this shit, y'all. You had a motherfucking iPhone, right? You out on a plane. You out of town some fucking where. And your shit stopped working. Oh, hell no. Say, you got to make a call to try to get your fucking Uber, catch a flight, some fucking where, call some damn body, and your shit ain't working. Oh, hell fucking no. Everybody, you better have a damn Android, because these motherfuckers is working shit. I have heard, ladies and gentlemen, in the past, too much shit about these iPhones, about how they be fucking up. For real. iPhones be acting up. They suck. I mean, I ain't never had one, but the way I've been hearing about all the errors, I don't think I ever want to get one. I might consider getting one, but you know what? Only because I got an Android. I have an Android and an iPhone. So if my iPhone mess up, hey, I got my Android. The Androids are better than the iPhones. You see all this shit that's happening right now? AT&T. what the hell is going on? What is this SOS? Motherfucker, can't nobody save y'all. Can't nobody help y'all. That's y'all damn business. I mean, all the iPhone users is mad as fuck, and everybody with an Android, we cold chilling. Everybody on an iPhone, y'all motherfuckers, better get an Android. I hope you got two phones, nigga. Because if your shit fucked up and you can't text or talk to nobody today, shit, well, that's on you. Man. When will y'all stop acting like iPhones are better than Androids? Well, you can do, as long as the motherfucker is a smartphone. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do the same fucking thing you do on an iPhone on an Android phone. I told somebody, you know what? Yeah, I got an Android. So what? You got an iPhone. I know how to do most shit on my damn Android. Do you know how to do on your fucking iPhone? That's some real shit, ladies and gentlemen. How about them iPhones now, motherfucker? Yeah, you can't text and talk to nobody today. Hey, but I'm on an Android. I can text, call, whoever. That's some real shit. AT&T, I was with the motherfuckers back in the day. And let me tell y'all what the hell happened. I had a phone for, I don't know, was it a few years? But you know how your phone need to be upgraded and you need to buy another one? Well, anyway, I had an AT&T phone. What I didn't like about the motherfuckers, they give you data. But then at a certain specific time, no, it's actually a date in the month that I have to stop using my internet. You know, I got to take it easy. I got to wait till I get more gigabytes data back on a certain date because I'm like, I run out. Then I get more, right? And I got tired of that shit because I had to get on my phone, off my phone, on and off because of the data. I had to save the data, not go over the data. And the motherfuckers, when you go over, they would charge you $10. I was finding out. I was like, what? I hate that shit, you know? And with the last phone I had with AT&T, it was a, okay, now this phone was not an iPhone. It was an Android, but check this shit out, y'all. When I needed a new phone, my shit went blank. The damn screen went blank. It was all black, y'all. And I can hear, like, if somebody was to call my phone, I can hear it ring or some shit. I can hear my sounds on my phone, but I can't see shit. It was just blank. So what I did is I went to AT&T, and I said, well, I need another phone. And they said, well, we can get you a tablet, a new phone, $50 or some shit. And I'm like, wait a fucking minute. Ain't no sense spending all that money. And motherfucker, I keep running out of data. What the hell? I'm gonna get a damn new phone and a fucking tablet for? I'm running out of data constantly. This is stupid. I'm spending all this money to have a new damn phone and a fucking tablet, and I'm running out of data. What type of shit is that? I'm like, I'm cool with y'all, man. I am so cool. Back in the day, it was cool at first when I first got it. I switched over my service from what I had before with Metro. I switched to AT&T. But I was like, nah, I'm good. So you know what I did? I switched to Sprint. That's what I did. And I walked in that motherfucker and said, hey, I want a phone that's unlimited everything. Because I remember there was this elderly man. He had a Sprint. And this motherfucker always wore a purple suit. Looked like a pimp. I used to go to this food giveaway back in the day at these churches. He had a Sprint. I was like, why you got a Sprint? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give me a Sprint. So I got a Sprint. I told this worker that was helping me. I said, yeah, I want unlimited text, unlimited everything. And man, from then I fell in love with Sprint. Because I never had to constantly get off and on my phone using my internet. You know, I do music and I actually work from my motherfucking phone. I got tired of hopping on and off. I had unlimited internet access with Sprint, unlimited text, all that shit. So I'm like, yeah, I'm thriving high off of Sprint. Man, the motherfuckers is mad. I had Sprint. Now it's from Sprint to, it's still Sprint, no, it's Boost Mobile, but hey, I got a fucking Android, and this motherfucker is working. Shit, man, AT&T, I heard they had to pay people money. When I start rocking with them motherfuckers, they was sending out checks and shit for a dollar. I'm like, a dollar? What the fuck I'm supposed to do with a fucking dollar? I was, you know, sitting in my living room one day, and I was going through some paper. You know how everybody, you get that mail, old paperwork and shit. And I cashed the motherfucker. And I heard somebody, they had something, some type of settlement where people can get $3 million. Or, I don't know, it was a grip. I'm like, what the fuck, where's my fucking grip at? Y'all motherfuckers gonna give us give, you know, people dollars and shit. Y'all better reimburse us some bread, motherfucker. I mean, what the fuck is going on with AT&T? This was back in the day. But, yeah. How's y'all motherfuckers with them iPhones now? Nigga, you better have a fucking Android. Shit, that shit is working. It's them fucking iPhones to be fucking up. I wonder what the hell is going on. Yeah, I was with AT&T back in the day with my Android. And hey, I didn't like that shit. Hey, every time I went over my internet, the motherfuckers was charging, what was it, $5, $10, some shit a long time ago. That's what they was doing. Shit, they give you so much internet, then try to charge you. I heard they was reimbursing people paying them. They fucked up. They got into some shit by charging people. I don't know, some crooked shit was going on with AT&T back in the day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. And the truth is, all y'all motherfuckers need to get an Android. You better have an Android, because them iPhones suck. That's some real shit. Until next time, folks, I'm out. While I'm texting and talking and calling the people all day. How y'all motherfuckers doing with them iPhones? Oh, that's right. Y'all can't talk to nobody now. I'm out. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Happy Friday night, y'all. It is 10:47 p.m. on the West Coast. What's up, y'all? Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty about what I want to talk about. Now, I just saw a video of Lil Durk on stage on Instagram. Somebody threw their phone at him, and he kept it. He said, get it back in blood. And I'm like, wow. You should have just tossed that motherfucker through the crowd or some shit. Or just said, hey, just threw it back to him or whatever. Or just say, we're going to keep this shit until the show is over. Or some shit. But don't say, get it back in blood. See, y'all motherfuckers was laughing and kiki and ha-ha. And y'all thought that shit was funny. That's like stealing. Now, it doesn't make nobody right to give nobody the right to throw the phone at him. But it does not give him the right to keep their damn phone. Because that's like stealing. I mean, return the motherfucker. Toss it back to the crowd or some shit. I mean, come on now. See, y'all would have laughed and kiki about the shit when he said, get it back in blood. You know, I hate it when people try to use Bible terms and don't even know what that really means. You know, sometimes they may do know what it means, but I'm thinking, don't be using old Bible terms, disrespecting the word of God. Talk about get it back in blood. Now, pause. Now, if somebody pulled up on Lil Durk and robbed his ass at gunpoint, y'all motherfuckers would not be laughing. Y'all want to laugh and kiki, ha, ha, ha. Everything's a joke when a motherfucker say, get it back in blood when they throw their phone on the stage. That's funny. Let somebody pull up on him and rob his ass at gunpoint. I bet you motherfuckers won't be laughing then. I'm just saying. Y'all laugh and kiki and be silly all the fucking time. I'll just laugh at nonsense when these artists y'all motherfucking look up to do some old fuck shit. Y'all just laugh about it until somebody do that shit to them. Then everybody want to cry. Oh, we're going to report them or get them arrested. We're going to press some charges or some shit. Shit is crazy, man. I don't agree what he did, you know. He could have threw the motherfucker back, tossed it to the crowd, or kept the shit, took the phone, took a damn picture, and threw it back. Whoever threw their phone back, I said, hey, we're going to keep this shit right here until the show is over with. Don't keep the motherfucker and say, get it back in blood. Ain't that some shit? Now, y'all know damn well, somebody pull up a Lil Durk, rob this motherfucking ass at gunpoint, we're going to kick his ass and beat his ass, everybody want to start feeling sorry for a nigga. See, these rappers be doing dirt, but y'all motherfuckers, y'all just praise them and cheer them on until the shit happened to them. Then everybody want to feel sorry for them. Ain't that about a bitch? Shit is crazy, man. I hope whoever, Lil Durk, whoever they threw their phone on stage, hopefully get that motherfucker back or have the service cut off. You know, cause that shit is crazy, man, for real. Don't throw your damn phone on stage at these fucking rappers because they full of shit. They rich, cocky motherfuckers just act like they invincible. You know, shit is crazy. Shit, let me go down to my list here, y'all. Rock with me here. Now, we got Sheamus supposedly signing with AEW. Why not? Then I was reading on this article about, you know, not an article, but it was just maybe an article, whatever. It was some shit up. You know, I read about Sheamus being All Elite. He with AEW. Then they said something about a possible return. And I'm like, why the hell would he return to WWE? Why the hell would he do that shit? Face Roman Reigns for what? I mean, shit. All Roman Reigns is doing is using other motherfuckers to cheat. He used his brothers. I mean, not his brothers, but the Usos to help him cheat. Now he just add on Rock. The Rock to the bloodline. So what? Help him cheat? That's all he ever do is cheat like a motherfucker. All he do is cheat. He can't win no damn match on his own. Shit. It's always got to be some distractions. Somebody to help him cheat. Damn. You know, the WWE, ladies and gentlemen, is becoming very, very watered down. It's not like the old days back in the day. The Attitude Era. You know, it's not like that shit. You know, furthermore, why was Sheamus come back to the WWE? For for some more money and broken promises. That is all what WWE is right now, ladies and gentlemen. WWE is full of hopes and broken promises. That's all it is. You get a motherfucking paycheck, right? Then they're going to make a creative storyline for you to face Roman Reigns. Do you lose all over again? You know, I don't think Cody got a chance of hell to beat him. Because it's either going to be the Usos, The Rock, somebody going to interfere. Hell, Roman Reigns was just talking to Grayson Waller. What are you trying to do? Trying to recruit another motherfucker to help him cheat? Be a distraction? Roman Reigns can't be nobody, can't beat nobody without no fucking distractions. He can't beat nobody on his own. I'm sick of this. I don't know, is this a fucking storyline or what? But I hate how WWE just dragged this shit on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Man, this shit is getting ridiculous, man. The same old fucking shit over and over and over and over. It's always some motherfucking distraction. There's always somebody interfering. WWE has become watered down and soft. Now, Triple H is supposed to be the CEO. What the hell is it that he do? He ain't doing shit. Well, I'm getting tired of, well, we gotta give it up to Roman Reigns. Yeah, when a motherfucker, all he do is cheat. I mean, I like Roman too, man. Don't get me wrong, but this is getting old and woe out. I mean, this is getting old and boring, watered down. Who the hell want to keep the same old champion for year after year after year? All he does is fucking cheat to win. He can't beat nobody one-on-one. It's always somebody interfering. Distractions. Now you got Seth Rollins. Now, is he going to be on Cody Rhodes' side? Now, I was reading about some shit about a heel turn, the Shield this. So what the hell is WWE going to have? The motherfucking Shield, Bloodline, and The Rock all to fucking gather? That's one fucking mess. What they going to do? Just run WWE? Why the hell do we have Triple H as CEO? He ain't doing shit. So he just letting shit motherfucker just run wild, huh? Just let the same old shit keep on happening. Keep on happening. Keep on happening. Ain't this about a bitch. So we got the Elimination Chamber. We don't know what the fuck is going to happen. Cody's going to lose. The Rock is going to interfere. Or Seth Rollins is going to interfere. Some type of way, at the end of the night, Roman Reigns will remain champion all over again. Ain't this about a bitch. They say Gunther is supposed to face Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. Some shit. Maybe have him losing then. You know, somebody going to interfere once again. Ain't shit going to happen but some more interference. Some motherfucking bloodline. Some family member. Man, I'm just sick. I mean, I like the bloodline at first. But man, this storyline is so wore out. It's boring. Now, AEW is like a breath of fresh air. And they still better than WWE. Now, WWE is the fucking mothership, right? That's where everything started at. It used to be good back in the day. But right about now, the motherfuckers is, they're kind of weak. Fuck the ratings and views and all that shit. Well, it's been around forever. So, of course, it's going to be getting more views than AEW. When I first started watching AEW, y'all, it was like a breath of fresh air because you have the Jurassic Express. Man, do you have the kid and do you have the dinosaur guy, Luchasaurus? Do you have Jungle Boy? Man, I liked it, that shit. I liked it. AEW when it first started off. It was like a breath of fresh air. And that motherfucker is still like a breath of fresh air. You know what? Now, Samoa Joe is on that motherfucker. And he's champion, right? Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, Samoa Joe would be champion in WWE right now? No. You know, he wouldn't be champion right now. You think Daniel Bryan would have been champion? No. Well, anyway, he's the one who Roman Reigns had a match to. He said, when I'm done with this match, you leave WWE. Of course, he left and went to AEW. You know, man, AEW is like a breath of fresh air. They may not get the same ratings, same viewership. That's because WWE has been around a long time before then. That's the reason why. They fuck all them ratings shit. I like real, authentic shit. Not no fucking storylines the last 3, 4, 5 fucking years. It's ridiculous. There's many times Roman Reigns could have lost his damn title. The only reason he's champion is because of the Usos. It's always somebody interfering with his match, saving his ass. That's some real fucking shit, y'all. Man. So I'm going to tell y'all how the Elimination Chamber is going to go. Y'all already know. Roman Reigns is going to be champion again. Somebody going to fucking interfere. I'm tired of this storyline. They had to change this shit up for real, you know? Let me go down my fucking list. Oh, yeah. Now, Dakota Kai. I don't know. What the fuck is she trying to do? Set up Bayley? Because she left her? She didn't want no part of damage control? I think she's trying to set up Bayley. Because didn't nobody see her ass get attacked. Tell my old lady, they jumped me in the locker room. Faking like a motherfucker. Just acting. She wasn't in pain. Tell my old lady attacked me. Tell my damage control attacked her. That's some bullshit. What she trying to do is set up Bayley, sucker her in, and then they didn't get a chance to finish the job just to beat up Bayley and lay her out in the ring because she got her motherfucking a damn crowbar and shit. All she's trying to do is sucker her in, get back with damage control, set her up, beat her up. Then they're going to put her on a shelf for a minute and say, oh, well, now Bayley's gone. Well, she's hurt. She can't face Io at WrestleMania. That's all it is. I hope Bayley ain't falling for the okie doke. Where's the motherfucker X-ray? Where's the video of damage control attacking Dakota Kai, ladies and gentlemen? It's all a fucking setup, folks. Well, anyway, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kali, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And the truth is, ain't nothing wrong with Dakota Kai. She's trying to set up Bayley, get back with damage control. Didn't y'all see when damage control came out trying to jump Bayley? She was about to turn on Bayley and hit her with a motherfucking chair. Then she changed her mind. Shit. That's some real shit. Ladies and gentlemen, ooh. Before I get off here and let y'all go, y'all know what, folks? These damn ads on YouTube are loud and annoying as fuck. It's like being in a movie theater trying to watch a motherfucking movie and people constantly talking. I hate that shit. Ooh, I just hate these ads. They are loud, boring, and annoying. I can't even watch something for 10 or 15 fucking minutes without a damn ad popping up. I hate that shit. Well, anyway, folks, before I go, let me tell y'all some real shit. If y'all don't like seeing ads, let me tell you how to get rid of the motherfuckers. You know what you do? When you're watching whatever you're watching on YouTube, reload the fucking page. And then if you see another ad pop up, reload the page. Then it'll go back to whatever the hell you're watching. That's how you dodge the ads on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, I had to do that shit twice, you know? Because them abs are long, loud, and annoying and boring. Well, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And the truth is, I'm the only motherfucker with a podcast who can say whatever the hell I want to without being canceled. Let me say that again. I'm the only motherfucker who can say whatever the hell I want on my podcast without getting canceled. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a cancel culture where everybody got to bite their motherfucking tongue, or else if not, they will be getting canceled. We're living in a cancel culture, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody with trend, interview, get canceled. You know, all these motherfucking celebrities y'all see, all these motherfuckers gotta bite their tongue. Every last one of the motherfuckers who are famous with a bunch of notoriety and clout, they gotta bite their fucking tongue. But not me. Oh, no. For me, I don't even like celebrities. I don't even like fame. I can't do fame. Shit, I don't like fame. And I don't do clout. I'm trying to go viral. None of that shit. I just mind my motherfucking business and post my content. I don't give a fuck what y'all think or say about me. Stop. Somebody said, ooh, stop. Stop what? I've been doing this shit for way too motherfucking long to stop. Yeah, I talk about celebrities, but I'm mind my motherfucking business. I entertain. Crack jokes. That's what the fuck I do. I can say what the hell I want on my podcast. I ain't got to worry about a motherfucker canceling me. What the fuck they gonna cancel? You can't. I'm my own boss when it comes to my music. You can't stop that shit. I make my own money and promote my own fucking content. What the hell are you gonna stop? I ain't got no fucking sponsorship. I ain't on no motherfucking labels. I ain't with no fucking movies in Hollywood. I ain't got no fucking $1 million deals. I ain't got none of that shit. Anything I make, I earn it that shit. I did that shit of my own. If I have a motherfucking $1 million, you'll never know. I made that shit of my own. You feel me? Shit. Ain't no, you can't cancel me. Fuck fame. Fuck all you motherfucking lames. Living in this cancel culture where motherfuckers gotta bite their tongue, kiss their ass, sell their soul, suck some dick, sell some ass for some fucking fame. Yeah, that's y'all celebrities. All the motherfuckers that y'all praise and worship, they gotta bite their fucking tongue. And you know what else get me about these motherfuckers? They always be talking shit. And they don't stand on what the fuck they say. They always start kissing ass and apologizing. Yeah, that's them celebrities. That's them motherfuckers you praise and worship. Yeah, that's them niggas. They always stick their fucking foot in their mouth. All these motherfuckers are all sponsored or made rich some type of way. We living in a cancel culture where motherfuckers like them will get canceled any motherfucking minute. But not me. Not me. Because them motherfuckers don't own me. I work for me. You feel me? I ain't got no fucking sponsorship. No fucking contract with somebody. Nobody owns me in the motherfucking music industry. I'm in the name for my fucking self. I'm a real independent artist. I do everything my fucking self. I write my songs, record my songs, make my beats, promote my shit with my fucking money, my music, all that shit. All these motherfuckers in the music industry, not none of the motherfuckers, now one is fucking independent. And maybe one, now let me say, I said not now one. No telling who's independent. I believe all the motherfuckers on a damn label. They saying they're independent, but they really not. They owned by some fucking body. That's some real shit. I'm the only real independent artist. These motherfuckers ain't independent. They be lying. Fake ass motherfuckers. Shit, that's some real shit. All these motherfuckers then kiss somebody ass. Sold their soul, suck some dick. Probably got fucked in the ass. For a motherfucking dream. That's real shit. Fuck the music industry. Not all these old fake phony motherfuckers. Pretending they independent. Lying their asses off. Nah, nigga, you ain't independent. You with some fucking label. Motherfuckers is all wannabes and shit. That's real shit. We living in a cancel culture. I'm the only motherfucker who can speak freely without getting canceled. What the fuck you gonna cancel? Not a motherfucking thing, because I own me, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers don't own me. I ain't no fucking record label. I ain't no fucking contract. I ain't sold my soul. I ain't kiss nobody's ass. I ain't got fucked in the ass or suck somebody's dick for a motherfucking dream. That's real shit. Now these motherfuckers gotta be all in the spotlight. They got this fucking image to withhold. They gotta please everybody. Some of these motherfuckers are walking, talking robots and shit in the music industry. That's real shit. Yeah, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali, and I'm the only motherfucker who can say whatever the fuck I want to on my podcast. All these motherfuckers y'all be listening to, they can't do that shit. Because they'll be canceled. They gotta bite their motherfucking tongue. They gotta be humble. They gotta kiss ass. apologize and all that shit, but not me. That's real shit. It's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.